So one of the worst parts, in my opinion, of running a practice myself was trying to figure out super bills and trying to keep track of super bills as well. Here's what I would get. Nobody would tell me they want a super bill, and then 6 months later, I'd get an email letting me know they needed six super bills so they could submit for out-of-network reimbursement, and I had to go back in and try to figure out what I saw them for and put everything together correctly for them. This is where a company like PT Everywhere solves this problem and creates a ton of time freedom for me. All of the super bills for anybody that we see within this platform with our local practice is housed within their member portal. So they actually can access it themselves. We can see it. We can print it off with one click. We can actually track all their payments, their memberships, their packages that they have, and send them out anything they need from a documentation standpoint, all in one simple, easy to track place. This saves a ton of time, and it's really made it seamless for us to be able to have better communication on the reimbursement side with our clients that are requesting it. So if you are in practice for yourself, you're thinking about going into a cash practice, I highly recommend heading over to PTEverywhere.com, checking out what they got going on because it has helped us a ton. We use it personally, and I highly recommend that you use it within your practice as well. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name's Danny Matei. And welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, what's going on? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And today, I'm going over something my son actually posed me. I thought it was interesting. And I wanted to share it with you guys because I think it's, an additional layer of motivation to produce content and put yourself out there. So we know content creation and distribution over a long period of time is one of the best ways to build a successful brand and or company. So that can be on many channels. It could be a podcast like this. It could be videos like on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram, any number of platforms, but consistent thought sharing and content creation is one of the best ways to market over a long term. It's not definitely not like a you do it for 2 weeks strategy and it's pays dividends. It's not like that. It definitely takes a lot longer, but it's very, very proven and consistent over a very long time. Not even before social media existed. It's just content production. Just think authors, radio hosts, TV, all these things are putting you in front of people and you're educating, you're sharing, you're building trust, right? So it's great for the business. I think everybody should do it in some variation. Now, the other thing that I think is an interesting benefit, but really probably has nothing to do with your business, but personally, I think is incredibly interesting to think about is you get to fully document so much more so than anybody in history has been able to do your life, what you stand for, and what you've accomplished. Like, that's a pretty crazy thing if you think about it. And I bring this up because my son, we were playing Frisbee today, and randomly he was like, man, he goes, what if grandpa had a phone, like an iPhone back in World War II, and he took it with him, when he was in the Pacific Theater? Like, how cool would that have been? And I think that's an intense and crazy environment that he was in for years. Obviously, like, a lot of bad things happened, but I think it would be fascinating to have seen something like that. I mean, you look at something like World War II in color on Netflix, and it's wildly popular because it's just fascinating to see what the world was like at these different times. But, for me, I thought, oh, wow, what an interesting side effect for those of us that are producing content, or side benefit this is, because you get to document your journey. It's a document, you as a person, but also like what you've done, what you've accomplished, what you failed at, who you've been around, what you found to be important. And you can go back and you can see those things. And I know for me as a kid, one of the things we were always just like so interested to watch was like old home, like videos of us as kids. And my kids love watching little videos of themselves and looking back, and just, it's like, it's a fun moment. So I think that for many of you, if you're not producing content, A, it's going to really help your business. Like, I just think it's something that you have to do. Pick a channel you can stick to, just be consistent and share what you're actual thoughts are. Don't just try to put stuff out there you think people want to hear. That's probably my best advice as far as content goes. But man, here's the other thing that I think is so valuable about it is you can look back and see how much you've either grown or not grown over, you know, years, decades, yeah, as we, you know, really get into utilization of these platforms for longer periods of time. And I think it's a strong litmus test for you as a person to see if you are trending the direction you want to trend, or you're trending the direction you don't want to trend, or you're just frankly just stagnant and the world is kind of progressing around you and you're not. And, you know, that's something that I think that you have to be self-aware enough of to look at that and ask yourself if you've truly made progress, you know, in what your goals are. But it's a great way to visually see that. It's a great way to, if it's a podcast, listen to the audio of that. I mean, I don't listen to my old podcast, but I think if I listened to the first Doc and Jock podcast that we ever did like 6 years ago, it's probably awful. It's probably terrible and good. Cause if it was really good and I was exactly the same, then that means I wouldn't have grown too much. I wouldn't have learned much. I wouldn't have, you know, improved in any way. And I think that looking back and being able to see what you're documenting is a great side benefit that you can share with your family. You can see yourself as a litmus test as to, are you progressing? You know, and I think it's something that dramatically will help your business at the same time. So obviously no reason not to do it. Everybody needs to produce content. Hey, real quick before you go, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and I would love it if you got involved in the conversation. So this is a one-way channel. I'd love to hear back from you. I'd love to get you into the group that we have formed on Facebook. Our PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group has about 4,000 clinicians in there that are literally changing the face of our profession. I'd love for you to join the conversation, get connected with other clinicians all over the country. I do live trainings in there with Eve Gigi every single week, and we share resources that we don't share anywhere else outside that group. So if you're serious about being a PT entrepreneur, a clinical rainmaker, head to that group, get signed up, go to facebook.com/groups/PT entrepreneur, or go to Facebook and just search for PT entrepreneur. And we're going to be the only group that pops up under that name.